When we're children, and mom and dads read us stories, or maybe it's an older sibling, and we learn about Goldilocks and the three bears and all kinds of stuff, we're never really sure if they're true. But as we get older, and as we begin to understand the world around us, as we become educated, we learn that Rudolph and the Red-Nosed Reindeer is just a story. And we learn that snowmen like Frosty really don't come alive. And we learn all kinds of things that aren't real. Well, I think that's healthy. But unfortunately, it doesn't stop there. Because as much as we do learn about all the things that are stories, fairy tales, make-believe, our brain and our heart starts to do something else. It starts to take what is true and put it into the same category. In our world today, for example, a lot of people don't believe that God created the world. And yet we know in the Bible it tells us he did. We know that many people in the world don't believe Jesus is true God, true man. And yet we know in the Bible it tells us this is the truth. We know from the Bible that there's only one God. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Three persons, one God. What a mystery that one is. And yet we know it's true. Well, today's text in Luke is a story. It's a parable. And Jesus is trying to make a point. He takes what people understand, that is, some earthly truths about people and people's behavior. He takes the character of the woman, for example, and she has a need. And if you've ever been in need, not just kind of in a mood for something, but a need, that need doesn't go away. Well, that leads to sometimes what we call persistence or faithfulness, endurance. We keep going after trying to get that need met. If you've ever been in the hospital as a patient, and I know some of you have, you know, and it's time for your pain pill, you're pushing that button for the nurse, right? Now, how many times do you push it? You just push it once, oh, I can wait. No, you push. And when it doesn't happen, you push. And it still didn't happen, you push. And you keep pushing until someone comes to meet that need, because that need's not going away in between the pushing of the button. And God teaches us something through Jesus in today's lesson. There is a woman and she has a need, and she goes to an unrighteous judge. And the unrighteous judge seems like an earthly character that we could relate to. There are people who are evil or wicked or selfish, or they only do something if it works out to their advantage. You know, and so here is this character. It's character in the sense of reality, but Jesus doesn't name him because it's not about the real person. And after going through this process of being pestered, and in the original language, it's like she's giving him a black eye. Because when you give somebody a black eye, a shiner, everybody knows. Every time someone sees you, you know, somebody hit you, you know. And in fact, sometimes we even make up stories to cover up the fact that we got in a fight. At least I did when I was a kid, you know. And so here, this judge, he does not want to be embarrassed. He does not want to be, in a sense, made fun of. He really doesn't care for people. He doesn't care about God. He cares about himself. And so he gives in and meets the need of the woman. But now we get to the true part. Because Jesus was just talking about some kind of lady and some kind of wicked man. But the true part is the one kind of God. Have we in our lives taken the truth of God's word about who God is and what he does and what he doesn't do? Have we put it into the fairy tale column? Have we stopped believing? That's the question Jesus is asking. Have we given up on God? And the point that Jesus makes is God has not stopped about us. We learn that in the text because the gospel talks about how we are chosen for God's people, his chosen people. And we learn in the text that Christ is going to come. And we have that pointed to his return. And we learn in the text that God promises to provide. And he doesn't renege out of selfishness or concern for himself. In fact, God never worries about his own character in terms of his own integrity, because God is truth. In him is love. Him and his righteousness. And there is no wickedness. And so Christ presents God as the one who is the only one that can bring justice. And there's all kinds of ways that justice is taught in the scripture. There is, you know, the justice for the criminal offense and justice for, you know, theft and robbery and violence and things like that. But the other justice is just the sin in the world. The justice that we owe a payment for. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, says the scriptures. That's not a fairy tale. That's the reality about how vulnerable our relationship is with God if it's from our view. But Jesus doesn't tell the story, the parable, from our view. He tells the story from God's view. Look at your bulletin again and read those last words. Will not, it starts, right? There it is. And verse 7. And will not God give justice to his elect? The elect means the people that he has called to his family. Those for whom Christ has died and have come to faith, receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, who believe. Who cry to him day and night, will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? The story is about a real God in a world where people act fake. The story is about a real God who has chosen real people, his elect. And the story is about the Son of Man, a real Savior who will return to judge the living and the dead. The story is about our hope, real hope, not wishful thinking, not trying to hold on to a maybe, but a very promise of God who has not only the authority to make the promise, but the power to keep the promise. The story is about us, about living in a world of injustice, but having a God of justice, and not losing sight of him, but holding on to him by faith, so that we may live with that expectation that Christ will come, and that we may live with that hope that all will be resolved, that God's justice will be satisfied. And for all who believe, their sins are forgiven. And for all who have rejected God, their sins will still be upon them, and the wages of sin is death. It's not something we gloat about, but we take comfort in the power of the gospel that has brought faith into our hearts, who has given us hope, that's revealed God to us, so that we may believe and be ready and waiting with expectation. You see, the woman, that's not a real person. The judge is not a real judge. But the God, that's the real God. And he's our God. Amen.